Welcome to Forgotten Popcorn, a podcast all about movies. I'm Luke, and on this season I'm covering just movies that came out in the year 1980. Not in the 1980s, just in the year 1980. I've been going through the list of films that came out in this year, and I've been trying to find a connection between my favourite movie of all time, Big Trouble in Little China, for my other podcast, It's All in the Reflexes. Please check it out. And I found it interesting to find out what the cast and crew of that movie were working on or had projects being released in the year 1980. Let's start with Kurt Russell. Kurt Russell had two movies coming out this year. The first one was a TV movie called Amber Waves. Never heard of this movie. I haven't seen it. It's about a drifter stranded in Kansas, accepts a job offer from a wheat harvester who, in desperation over his cancer and financial woes, attempts suicide but becomes a father figure to the young man. So I'm guessing Kurt Russell was the young man coming into this wheat harvester, getting a job, and there's some sort of the drama over that. I never heard of it. But the other film that Kurt Russell had coming out that came out that year was Used Cars. Now, it didn't do very well at the time, but this is just one of those movies that I have seen so many times and watched a couple of years ago and still really enjoyed. Seems to be something that Kurt Russell does a lot, is maybe his films aren't always enjoyed as much in the time they released. He's ahead of his time, and definitely with Used Cars, he plays a used car salesman, and when the owner of the used car lot is killed, it's up to the hotshot salesman to save the property from falling into the hands of the owner's ruthless brother and the used car rival. So it's very fun, great movie to watch, and just one of those movies when I was a kid. A lot later on when it's out on TV, it was just always seemed to be on TV. But in the year 1980, Kurt Russell would have been filming Escape from New York. They started filming that about August to November in 1980, and that was released the 1981. His partner at the time, and still at the moment, Goldie Hawn, had a film coming out this year, The Private Benjamin. Goldie Hawn was the reason why Kurt Russell took the part of Big Trouble in Little China, because he was going to do Highlander. He was up for the role of Connor McLeod, but luckily Goldie Hawn talked him out of it, and that freed him up to be in Big Trouble in Little China, because even though I'm the biggest Kurt Russell fan out there, I can't see anybody else but Christopher Lambert being Highlander. It'd be interesting to see who they cast in the remake of Highlander. That's supposed to be always rumoured in the background. At this time, so let's go back to 1980. John Carpenter was obviously working on Escape from New York with Kurt Russell, but his film he had coming out was The Fog, the classic The Fog with Jamie Lee Curtis. Kim Cattrall had a lot of TV work going on here. She was TV series Hagen. She had a TV movie called Gossip Columnist and a mini series on TV called Scruples. Dennis Dunn wasn't doing anything at this time, not in the movie world, or he might have been in theatre work, but he wasn't doing anything on TV or film. James Hong, who plays Lo Pan in Big Trouble in Little China, obviously always working. He had a movie coming out this year, The Pioneers. He had a TV movie, The Return of Frank Cannon, and he was on the TV series Fantasy Island. But his biggest film, and one of the biggest films of the year, and you'll be like, oh, I didn't know he was in it. Or maybe you do remember he was in it. But that was Airplane. He was one of the passengers, one of the Japanese guard, Japanese general that's on the aeroplane. He was on that. So if we go down the list of the cast and crew, still early on in some of these careers, even Victor Wong wasn't doing anything at this time, this year. And Kate Burton, who plays Margot, she was doing nothing but has had a long career afterwards. Donald Lee, who plays Eddie Lee, also had nothing on this year in the TV or movie business. But let's get down to one of the three storms. So one of the three storms, Thunder, Rain, and Lightning. Thunder, played by Carter Wong, had about four films come out this year. I'm not going to read some of these properly, but you had The Emperor of Shangling Kung Fu, Shangling Kung Fu, and another film called and this is just called A Fu Yu Tu Lao. So that's, I'm going to spell it for you. So it's just A, then it's F U Y U T U L A O. And then he was in a movie called Mission for the Dragon. And another film called Mr. Quang Tong and the Robber. Mr. Quang Tong and the Robber. Rain from Big Trouble in China, Peter Kwong, was in a film, TV movie, uncredited, The Memory of Eva Riker. James Pax wasn't doing anything. Susie Powell, who didn't do very much in her career anyway, she was only in about three movies, I think it was. But she, the next year, not in 1980, but at the beginning of 1981, she would have started filming Sharky's Machine with Burt Reynolds. But if you want to go down to Uncle Chu, who was played by Chow Lee Chi, he was quite busy this year. He had was on a TV series called Hello Larry, a mini series of TV called The Dream Merchant. Two films. First one was called Battle Creek Brawl, and the other one was called First Family. Looking into the writers of Big Trouble in Little China, seeing what they were doing around this time, W.D. Richter. I don't know what he was writing on in 1980. He could have worked on different projects. But his film that came out that year that he had written is Brubaker, a great prison drama film starring Robert Redford. I can't remember his name then. Starring Robert Redford, and he plays the new warden of this prison, and he goes undercover at the beginning of the movie as one of the prisoners. So he goes in as a prisoner and then tells them, then after a few days, spoilers, tells them, actually, I'm the warden of this, and he can take control. It's a great concept for a film and really, really interesting way of starting it. And I can see that there could be a cool idea for a remake or even a TV series if they want to do it like that. That's the whole kind of the prisoner goes in as a prisoner, but as actually turns out to be the warden, and he gets to see all the corruption and the what guards are working, do a good job, and which ones don't. So go back down to what the crew was doing on there. One of the main ones was director of photography Ding Kundi, and obviously he would be working with in this year on Escape from New York with John Carpenter. They did a few films together, classic films together. Also did The Thing, but he was also he worked on The Fog with John Carpenter as director of photography. So that came out this year, and he was also the director of photography on the movie I talked about on the first episode of this season called Galaxia. And he also did another film that he worked on, came out this year, called Without Warning. So quite a busy year for him. Going back through some of the other people, like Ao Li Long, who played the Wing Kong Hatchet Man, he hadn't done anything at this time either. But yes, so it's quite a busy year, but also the start of the career for a lot of people that working in on Big Trouble in Little China. But I found it quite interesting to see what films or TV shows they had coming out. Thank you for listening, and I hope you join me next time. If you wouldn't mind, please taking the time to rate and review and leave 5 stars. That would be really amazing of you. So, thank you.